I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining me now, Sarah Todd, Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia Inquirer. Talking 76ers, Brett Brown's squad will visit the Detroit Pistons tonight. And Sarah, all eyes on Ben Simmons. He had the back tightness on Saturday, only played 8 minutes. Sounds like he was downgraded at shoot-around from questionable to doubtful. I would think that means he's not going to play. Let's assume no Ben Simmons. How does that change the dynamic tonight?
Well, I think that we're just going to get a lot more of Markelle Fultz at the point. Obviously, you have TJ to come in and back him up. But more than it is about the win of the game, it's about how does Markelle look when he has the full range to get into rhythm and run the team, and is he looking more confident?
Overall this season, 2-1, the frustrating loss with Boston, then a couple of wins. What's been your takeaway? Has this team been about what you thought three games in?
I mean, they're going to have some bumps along the early road. It's not the exact same team, so they do kind of have to build a chemistry. And also, they're doing a lot of lineup shifting, so I'm not surprised that they've sort of stuttered, but I think they're going to build up and get better.
Has anything surprised you personnel-wise, or maybe areas where they're playing a little better than you thought or a little worse than you thought?
I'm actually a little bit surprised that Landry Shamet has shown to be a pretty useful piece off the bench. I mean, he's not a guy that you really thought was going to come in and wow people, a late first-round pick, especially when Zaire Smith was getting all the attention in the preseason. But, you know, he had a down game last game, but he's also shown that he can be really reliable, kind of another J.J. Redick sort of look off the bench.
Tonight, Detroit Pistons are 2-0. Sixers owned Detroit last season, sweeping the season series. What is it about this matchup that at least last season meant so many good things for the Sixers?
I think it was probably one of the teams that they were looking at that they knew that they could win against. And so a lot of attention is paid to Embiid versus Drummond, and he really gets up against those teams that have other, you know, elite-level centers. Now, we don't know if Drummond is going to be able to go tonight. I know that he's available, but we'll see.
Sarah Todd, Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia Inquirer, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Sixers who visit the Detroit Pistons tonight. And Sarah, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
You can read everything at philly.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at NBA Sarah.
Sarah, thanks for the time and insight.
No problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.